The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, that your health is well, and that your fast and the month of Ramadan is treating you well as well. In this month of Ramadan, we will be looking at dua iftitah. The dua begins with praise. This is the iftitah that we talk about. We say in this dua, Allahumma inni aftatihu thana'a bihamdik. That, oh Allah, I begin, this iftitah is the beginning. So where this is the beginning of this dua, we're saying that, oh Allah, I begin this glorification, this thana, by your hamd, by your praise. Yeah, very beautiful, just how it sounds. Yeah, you know, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the most important etiquettes that we have when we communicate to God. You know, we sometimes have a very blunt relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give me rizq. Ya Allah, give me health. Ya Allah, give me this. But how many times do we have that mindset that first, Ya Allah, thank you for what you have already provided for me. Yeah, thank you for the rizq you have already provided for me. Thank you for the things that I can't even remember to thank you about, O Allah, because we are drowning, literally drowning in the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our sixth imam alayhi afdalu salatu was salam, ma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, he says, idha talaba ahadukum alhaja falyuthni ala rabbihi walyamdahhu. He says that if any one of you wishes to ask something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should first praise Him and then thank Him. Why? He says, because when a person wants to ask something from somebody like a king, a malik, he says he prepares to say the best words to him first, doesn't he? You don't go to someone without blowing air in them, as we say sometimes, you know? He says, but this king is a person who's limited. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much praise God deserves, how much glory God deserves. And so we come and we first and foremost praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what this dua teaches us. The whole first, more than the first half of this dua, if you read it, it is all alhamdu, alhamdu, alhamdu. Why? Because we are being taught the importance of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now keep in mind, right, that God is not in need of this praise. Right? So it's not like we're being taught to do this because that's the oil that will get this engine running. No, Allah doesn't need our praise, right? Allah deals with our abruptness. Allah deals with our bluntness. Allah deals with all of these things and still provides. Yet, the purpose of this praise is for us. Right? The more we praise, the more it adds recognition that He truly is the one who is looking after me. And when I have that recognition that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is truly looking after me, I understand then the relationship between an abd and a mawla. And that becomes solidified through praising God. Yeah? When I praise someone, I am admitting that I am in need of them. Am I not? Of course, it is an automatic assumption when we do that. And so the more we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we are admitting that we are this lowly servant who is extremely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you look at the concept of praise, it's really interesting in the Arabic language. There are two words primarily that are referring to praise. There are a lot of words like thana and shukr that have a different form of meaning. But there are two words, when you open the dictionary, they will tell you they mean praise. The first is madh, Yeah? And the second is hamd. Right? Both of these words have the same letters. Yeah? Ha, ma, and da. Yeah? But they're just differently placed. But they are generally translated. If you open Hansware Dictionary, for example, it will tell you they both mean a form of praise to somebody. However, when it comes to our theological understanding, madh and hamd have two different meanings when it comes to praise. Madh is to praise something that unintentionally deserves praise. Follow me, yeah? Madh is to praise something which unintentionally deserves praise. Like what? Like a flower, yeah? We praise the flower, don't we? What a beautiful flower. But the flower didn't do anything to become beautiful, but yet it deserves praise, yeah? A sunset, a painting. These are things which unintentionally deserve praise, but they deserve praise. But it's not something that they did on their own. If we understand that, we as insan deserve unintentional praise. Because whatever we do comes from an ability that is given to us by other than ourselves. It's given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when we do something, we do madh of each other. Yeah, we praise each other, but it is not a hamd. Hamd is specific for the one who deserves intentional praise. Because internally they have the characteristics that display that they are worthy of deserving praise. This is why, what do we say? We say, Alhamdu lillah rabbil alameen. Understand? That all praise is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Yeah? So next time we praise God, it is important that we understand this, right? That I praise you because you deserve praise, O Allah. Everything I have is from you, O Allah. Let's not be ungrateful servants in this month of Ramadan. Yeah, this is what this dua teaches us. Man, everything we have. Allah challenges us in the Quran, right? That start enumerating what I give you. You can't do it, Allah says. You can't do it. And we can't do it, right? We will run out of things before we even finish thanking Allah for what He does. And this is what we say in this dua. This dua teaches us that everything that we have, all my problems are solved because of you, O Allah. What do we say? We say, Fakam ya ilahi min kurbatin qad farajtaha, that Allah, how much of trouble you have removed from me. Wa humumin qad kashaftaha, and my sadness you have dispelled. Wa athratin qad aqaltaha, and my misery you have taken away. Wa rahmatin qad nashar, and how much mercy you have spread upon us. Wa halqati bala'in qad fakaktaha, and the ties of difficulty you have cut, O Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. All of these things that Allah has does. You know, sometimes we take for granted The difficulties Allah takes us out of. How many times have we been in despair? We all have been in despair. And we think that there is no solution for me. And give it some time, and Allah solves our problems for us, doesn't He? He does. He always does. Because that's who God is. That's how beautiful God is. And not only is God that beautiful, right, that He Himself deserves praise, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shares this beauty with us so that we can receive perfection as well. Everything that we have, every jamal that we have, every kamal that we have, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because He does not keep things to Himself. He shares it with His creation. And for that we praise Him as well. What do we say? Alhamdulillahi fashi fil khalki amru wa hamduhu al-zahiri bil karami majdu al-basiti bil judi yada. Subhanallah. He says that how beautiful, all praises to you, Allah, whose commandments and praise are found in all of His creation. Yani, when we do something good, we are getting praise, but true praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man, God is beautiful, I tell you. God is beautiful. Find this beauty, read this dua, read it with translation, read it with a heart, and learn to enjoy praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider this a dhikr that you should do. Alhamdulillah, constantly. Yeah, especially as we understand how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Dear listeners of The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, ليتك دوما قريب ليتك.